lovers, lovers don't change into friends. It don't work that way. Or won't you just stay?
Rebecca Jean with Love I Had in Mind here on Neorocks. Before that, you heard from Diana Chittister, Take It Back, Taylor Lamborn, Eyeliner, and In Honor of the Warm Weather, Honeybucket, Summer Shandy on Neorocks. Joining us in studio right now, we've got Rebecca in studio.
Is that song about a beer? The Honeybucket song? I didn't hear it.
Well, it's
isn't a Summer Shandy a beer?
It is. That's an acoustic track or instrumental track.
Oh.
But I've heard good things about Summer Shandy. I've never been able to drink it.
You just admitted that you just had some french fries, so maybe you're thinking about a cold beer.
Gotta wash
know?
It down.
Right, exactly. I see where you're going. So you're busy this week. Wow. You've got two pretty cool shows coming up.
Yeah, you know, they keep me out of trouble. I guess.
Who are they?
Going to clubs keeps me out of trouble.
You don't seem like the getting in trouble type.
Oh, no, I'm not at all. No. I never get in trouble.
So you're playing Wednesday. You're headlining the Beachland, correct?
I am. Yeah, if you could call it that, I guess. I'm playing last. I don't really like labels.
Okay.
Mr. Myers.
Well, the only reason I mentioned that is there's a reason. I was wondering if you were going to be able to go into the green room, because if you are the headliner, possibly that would happen. And I just heard that their jukebox down there is working now.
Oh, wow.
So I wanted to, you know, afford you that opportunity.
All right.
That's the reason why.
I'll bring my quarters.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got my dear friends are coming up from, well, they're not just coming up. They're on tour right now, based out of Nashville. Allie Sperry and the Family Vacation is going to be playing as well. And then another band called the Tattletale Saints, who are actually out of New Zealand and making their home in Nashville now. And so they're going to be on that show with me as well. And I'm so excited. They are not only dear friends, they make really great music. I definitely recommend checking them out. And you'll definitely want to come to the show.
What time does the show start?
Doors are at 7, and first act goes on at 7:30.
And you were saying Friday, this is going to be your first time actually playing the Music Box Supper Club.
Yeah, I'm getting in there. I'm going to try their stage out, warming up before another band called Chatham County Line. They're a bunch of bluegrass boys. They like to wear suits and harmonize. Pretty great.
That's fancy.
Yeah. It's kind of a fancy place. Not too fancy, but they treat you right. You feel the love. And respect.
What state is the Chatham County line in?
Why do you gotta ask me questions I don't know the answers to?
You could probably make up anything. Nobody's gonna know. You could just say Texas.
I know,
right?
there's a Chatham in New York State, but that's not them. They're definitely Southern boys. I met them in Florida, but I think they're probably from the Carolinas.
We'll say that then.
Yeah.
North, south, what do you think?
North.
Okay. So it's confirmed, Eric. Chatham County Line
is from North Carolina.
North Carolina. You yes. heard it here first.
If they argue, they're wrong.
You tell them otherwise on Friday at the Music Box.
Well, you've got a guitar in hand.
I do?
You want to?
Oh!
or is that just permanently attached to your hand so you don't even notice it anymore?
No.
You want to play something?
I just forgot. Yes! I better.
What do you got for us?
This song's called Found You, Lost You, and it's pretty self-explanatory. Tell me if I'm too loud.
Go right ahead. Rebecca Jean live on Neorocks.
When I found you, I thought we'd found it, but turns out we were just passing time. When I left you, I thought you'd lose it, but turns out you were completely fine. When I left you, I really loved you, out to the wild wind. where you belong. And when she found you, I started giving praise, 'cause you were singing your happy song. When I loved you, I really loved you, like I would never love again. And when she left you, I really felt it, like I'd committed the truest sin. When I left you, I really loved you, out to the wild wind where you belong. And when she found you, I started giving praise, 'cause you were singing your happy song, 'cause you were singing your happy song. I love you singing your happy song.
Rebecca Jean live on Near Rocks with us.
Now, how do you feel about Arizona?
Arizona.
There's no point of reference. Let me backtrack. Okay. First of all, you've been traveling all around. Have you been to Arizona before?
You know, I have not. I have been through Arizona on my way to the left coast.
Do you know what they don't do?
What don't they do?
They don't participate in daylight savings time.
Well, they sound like my kind of people.
We were talking about this off the air. You're pretty passionate about this. You really don't like daylight savings time. Let's get this out in the open.
It didn't really register with me until today. I left my house a little bit early, and I left about 5:15, and I'm cruising down the highway, and I'm like, it's the afternoon. Feels like the afternoon. And it's not the afternoon. It's the evening.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah, it's just unnatural. That's
all right,
what
so
it is.
If Rebecca Jean was president of the United States, Rebecca Jean, what would you do about daylight savings time for the people of this country?
Well, first of all, I'd let them decide. We're not going to get into I mean, I'd be the president. I wouldn't be. I'm not going to be the Fidel Castro of America. I would let them decide what they wanted. But if I was the queen of Beautywood, which would be my kingdom, we would have no daylights. We would go with the way the good Lord set the timetable in the first place.
You heard it here? Here you go. That's it. So are you going to be running in the upcoming election then? Is that a no?
That would be a no.
Okay.
Being queen of Beautywood takes up too much of my time to run for anything.
Is there a Chatham County in Beautywood?
No. If they wanted me to produce their next record, maybe there'd be a Chatham County in Beautywood.
Well, of course, you're here to talk about not running for president or Arizona.
Don't lie. Tell the good people I asked you to talk about both of those things.
We came in here like, so what are we talking about? And I'm like, well, either football or daylight savings time. You're like, oh, yeah, that one. Your eyes lit up.
Not football. Choice B, not football.
All right.
Football.
Well, we're not going to talk about football. We're going to talk about you playing Wednesday at the Beachland Tavern with Tattletale Saints and Ellie Sperry and the Family Vacation. And also Friday at the Fancy Music Box Supper Club with Chatham County Line. You can find them in Beautywood as well. So what else is new with you musically? You've got a bunch of stuff. You've been writing and writing, huh?
I have been writing and writing. And I need to write some more. I've got one record written that I need to just get my tail down to Nashville and get it made. And I'm real excited about wrapping up more of a rock record that I decided to do. And since I couldn't really decide exactly which thing to move forward with, last month I went into the studio and recorded a jazz song that I wrote. And I'm going to put that on a 45 with a standard on the other side, the B side. So I'm not sure exactly what I'm going to do with that yet, but sometimes you just got to do what you're feeling, you know.
So what are you? What are you trained in? What did you grow up
trained
with? What did you grow up? Style did you grow up with most? Then.
Well, I grew up in church.
Okay.
Like a Southern gospel church outside of Cleveland. So we had kind of a honky-tonk piano accompanist for singing, you know, "When the Roll is Called Up Yonder and I'll Fly Away." So that obviously was a bit – that's where I started singing. Definitely a big part of my sound, I guess. And then, you know, my dad is a born and raised Cleveland boy, you know, classic rock. WNCX in the car, always. I didn't say that.
It's okay.
That was before this station existed, I think, probably, maybe. My dad's really old.
For what account, I'm a big fan of Mr. Classic. I like that guy.
So, yeah, and then I started really getting in touch with my mom's side of the family. I mean, we always grew up visiting her side of the family in West Virginia, but as a young adult, I really kind of adopted them more so as my own community and got in touch with the music from that region and started playing old time. I was in more of like a old timey bluegrass band when I was younger, and that was how I first started touring, actually, just a little bit, and discovered classic country and chewed on that for a couple years nonstop, and it kind of all's still rolling around in there, I guess. Different things come out from time to time.
It's something that's fun because what I've heard is kind of that classic country vibe, and then to hear you say working on a rock album and then jazz, and wait, where did that come from?
Yeah, I'm a little bit schizophrenic, I guess.
No, that's a good thing.
So how does the instrumentation change for that? You've got the jazz, you've got the country, you've got the rock. So what are the main? You've got the main pieces, obviously, the drums, the bass, all that good stuff. But then as far as the ancillary stuff, how does that work out? What's different with each genre?
Well, with what we just recorded, it was actually predominantly the bass and my vocal and then a little jazz guitar with some minimal just snare. With country, I think, you know, that can it really depends, you know. I mean, I plan to have a fair amount of pedal steel because I like that more throwback sound, but there's still electric guitar and fiddle. I plan to have a mean amount of rock organ on the other record is kind of a driving force.
Rock organ.
Yeah, and more piano-driven songs.
All right.
I did a good amount of writing on the piano in the last year, so.
How many instruments do you actually play?
Zero, really.
Oh, come on. How many were you trained on?
I took piano first. I took piano first. I actually, that's the only thing I've really been trained on. I wanted to be a concert pianist when I was a little girl.
Fancy.
And so I signed up for piano lessons and burned through three instructors before my parents finally let me quit for good just because I hated practicing. I loved playing and hated practicing. So, and then I picked up guitar when I was, picked up my dad's guitar when I was 16.
Okay.
And then I own some other things with strings that I tinker around on a little bit, but.
Do you play cello?
I do not.
Okay. Random question.
I could introduce you to some cello players if you'd like.
It calms us here at the studio. Sometimes when we're really stressed, we just like to have a random cellist, you know, sitting in the corner just playing a little canon in D. It's very pleasant. We do. We hire that person.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we do.
It costs a whole lot of money.
It does. We're looking for somebody new.
What kind of budget you got here?
We'll talk off the air. Okay.
Many, many zeros.
Nothing ahead of it. Well, again, Rebecca Jean, you're playing Beachland this Wednesday with the Telltale Saints, Ellie Sperry, and the Family Vacation. Friday at the Music Box Supper Club with Chatham County Line. You want to do another one live for us?
I can.
That'd be great.
Yeah, I do want to. I even want to. Okay. And I can.
I like that enthusiasm. It's good.
We've got Rebecca Jean live in studio on New RX.
Thank you.
can make this life whatever we want. It's never been hard for me to see skies of endless possibility. It's just that I can't make up my mind. Should I swim or should I fly? Reality is setting in. Being indecisive is how I make my living. It's just a waste of time. Oh Lord, it's a left for me to take, a stream of endless dreams to dream and promises I'll break, and some of the dreams may die, or probably most of them will die. And I was a fool if I I am the fickle girl. Some days straight hair, some days curls. And it's a big, 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 a big, big, big round world.
Rebecca Jean live in studio. On Nerox.
Is it weird to play to two people in a little studio?
Well, aren't we on the air?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm just saying. I mean, it's kind of a weird concept. You did very well with it. That was a beautiful song.
Did you like the part where I played the wrong chord?
I didn't even notice. Did you notice that?
Nope.
No?
You're the only one that noticed.
And you just told everybody.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. I played the wrong chord. I was distracted. I was thinking about pretty scene I saw earlier in the day.
Where? Tell us about it.
It's a secret.
Oh, this is made for radio right here. This is what our listeners are listening in for.
Mm-hmm.
Was it in the parking lot?
No.
The vending machine?
It was that giant ball of fire in the sky, right?
It was in Akron, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is very...
Just some sunshine.
Sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we haven't seen that in a while. That's
This is the first time in a really long time that I've seen the sunshine like that.
I would agree that, yeah, it's good to see finally, but
mm-hmm. But it's distracting.
True. Yeah, that is true. Where can people go to see information about you and your shows?
You can go to my nonprofit website, www.rebeccajean.org. That's Rebecca with a K, Jean with a J.
And you are playing again this Wednesday?
This Wednesday, I'm headlining at the Beachland Tavern with Tattletale Saints.
Don't look at me that way.
And Allie Sperry and the Family Vacation. And then on Friday, I'll be at the Music Box. And I'm going to be at some of Cleveland's festivals coming up in June, too. So look out for those.
So when you're playing this week, are you going to be doing mostly the country stuff? Or are you going to be doing any of the rock stuff?
It'll be mostly the country stuff. There, I'm thinking about doing one of the ones from the rock record coming up. So
a chance for people to hear the heavier side.
Yeah, it'll still be, you know, me and my guitar, but a little different sound.
And remember, if you pulled away nothing from this interview tonight, Wednesday when you're headlining at the Beachland, check out that jukebox.
Okay.
It's got some good stuff on there.
All right. What is any letters and numbers in particular? Track G2 or?
I'll be honest, Ryan from the Beachland. I'm on Snapchat with him, so we sent out a story a few days ago about it, and I saw it, and I wasn't able to really look at it, but I know it's down there, and it looks like it's working. So
okay.
You can tell us when you come back next time which numbers and letters to hit.
Okay.
How's that sound?
I'll take some notes.
There you go.
Or maybe I'll just Snapchat it to you and Ryan.
That could work too.
I don't really know what that is, but I'm going to look into it.
It's fun.
Sounds exciting.
All the kids are doing it.
I got the Instagram.
What is your Instagram then?
Miss Rebecca Jean.
Very nice.
With the K and a J. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you very much for stopping in.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Make sure to check out the shows Wednesday and Friday.
Correct.
Beachland and the Music Box. We've got one last track. This is Bottom. And again, thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks, Rebecca.
It was my pleasure. Holds it all. How do you keep